From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Noah Taborda. A liberal government watchdog group has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against groups that funneled anonymous money to Eric Greitens' campaign for governor. The Kansas City Star reports that the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington raised concerns about certain groups that contributed $6 million to former Governor Greitens. Two are political action committees, LGPAC and Seals for Truth, and two nonprofits, American Policy Coalition and Freedom Frontier. The complaint says these groups moved money into the 2016 campaign in a way that deliberately hides the identities of the donors. The Star was unable to reach the organizations for comment. Greitens resigned June 1st, but questions around illegal campaign contributions continue. The seventh and final community policing meeting was held last night, and while the crowd was largely the same as previous meetings, there was one new face. The Columbia Missourian reports Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton was in attendance for the first time. Burton has been largely criticized by members of the public for not appearing at the series of town hall meetings led by Sergeant Robert Fox. Burton says he has been avoiding meetings because he wants the ideas for community policing to be a grassroots effort. He also stated that he felt his presence at the meetings would be a distraction and that his absence was not malicious in intent. Burton's interest in community policing dates back 20 years, and he has also published a 2003 study on the subject. Republican opponents of Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill are criticizing her wealth as she makes a bid for a third term. While McCaskill says she spent her career fighting for Missourians on pocketbook issues by supporting policies that cut red tape for businesses and federal job training programs, Republican challenger Josh Hawley has described her as rich and liberal. An analysis by Roll Call ranked McCaskill as the 24th richest member of Congress, though much of that wealth is attributed to the business success of her husband, Joseph Shepard. McCaskill has come under fire repeatedly for supporting reforms thought to be in favor of her husband's investments. A McCaskill spokesperson said she makes decisions based on what is best for Missourians, not her husband. A county sheriff's office is under investigation for inmate assault allegations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Audrain County Sheriff's Office is under investigation for allegations made by county jail inmate Richard Henry. The investigation into allegations against Audrain County Sheriff Matt Oler will be carried out by the Callaway County Sheriff's Office. Henry alleges he was assaulted by Oler last week. He says Oler threw him to the ground, headbutted, and threatened him. Henry says he was denied medical attention. Findings from the investigation will be sent to the Audrain County prosecuting attorney for review of potential criminal charges. A St. Louis judge has ruled that Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office cannot investigate a former FBI agent who worked on the Eric Greitens case. As Rachel Lippman reports, a special prosecutor appointed Friday will look into the case of William Tisabee.
Defense attorneys for Greitens accused Tisabee of multiple instances of perjury. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department launched an investigation, but they ran into a problem. Gardner is a potential witness. In a brief ruling, Judge Michael Mullen agreed there is a conflict of interest and named local attorney Jerry Carmody as the special prosecutor. Carmody's appointment does not mean charges will be filed. In May, Gardner's office had to dismiss a felony invasion of privacy case against the former governor, in part because of the way Tisabee handled the investigation. Greitens later resigned in exchange for Gardner dismissing a second campaign finance-related charge. I'm Rachel Lippman.
I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.